Oh, but would you? Haagen-Dazs believe it. It's 7:33, of course. Hang on, we better do the news, actually. Well, I've just realised it's 7:33.
It is, yeah.
It's time for the news. Play. Oh.
Oh, look.
Oh, can't do the news.
It's broken.
Oh, no.
That is the news jingle.
It's
okay.
A bit hot.
Do you know what? Hi.
We apologise for the fact that this sounds rubbish, but we're having a few technical difficulties.
So anyway, I was asked... Do you know what? Unplug your headphones.
Okay.
I was asked if I would play the Claxons twice for £1 million. Goodbye, everybody. I'm going.
On the plus side...
Yeah?
The aircon's better in here.
Yes, it is. Do you know, we've had... I don't know what happened. The desk has just gone screwy. And, can you hear me all right, by the way? Dominic, can you hear us? Is it all a bit echoey and... Oh, okay. Well, anyway, so sorry, all the desks are falling apart, so we'll just carry on, and as if nothing happened. And no one know, because we'll go to the news, and then that'll be all fine, because Dominic is a pro. Wow.
So should we do news now?
Yeah, why not?
All right.
Is Radio 1.
Let's get the news at 7:39.
We're rocking.
This sounds like the first radio station I worked on. There wasn't even a proper radio station. Craig Flinter sounds a bit like this. Well, he sounds like this now.
Hi, I'm Craig Flinter.
He lives on Caledonian Road. That's in Gloucester. 1-2, hello, we're still on. He's an insurance team leader. He lives with Laura. He's got a 10-month-old daughter. Plays a bit of rugger, as posh people say, like Carrie. Nice and quiet now on his road.
Goodbye from me.
There'll be more one-road travel, cross your fingers, at 8:30. Baby, it's now 7:42.
Alrighty. Good morning. Okay, now, Dom.
Yeah.
I can see, this is going to work. I can't hear you. So,
okay.
I can see you on a webcam. So, you're going to have to give me thumbs up and thumbs down.
Okay.
Right, let me just explain what's happened. Can you hear me okay, by the way?
You sound rubbish, but I can hear you.
You sound like you're in the loo, but we can hear you.
There you go, right. Imagine that I have no ears. As weird as that would look,
okay.
Eyes, nose, mouth, good-looking features, no ears, right? So we're on the air in the other studio, and all of a sudden, everything just goes... And the desk lights up, all the lights on it, like Blackpool Illuminations, and then we're off. So I start that record, which I think went out, the Claxons went out twice, and then I run into the studio, and then this studio's gone doolally, right?
Yeah.
So then... it's just all over the place.
Sounds horrible, doesn't it?
How do I sound?
Terrible.
Like you're in the loo.
I do. Oh, there you go. That's why. Do you know what? I've got the wrong microphone on. I had this one on over here. The more I turned it on, the more I just sounded like... Okay, right, that's better.
I wonder why Dave sounded better than you.
It sounds like there's a Hoover in the background, though, doesn't it?
Oh, no, that's the cleaner.
Oh, is that
Yeah, that is an actual Hoover.
Okay.
So, yeah, so now we've kind of... Then this studio wasn't working, and then JK and Joel have... Right, each DJ has a card that you have to put into the radio desk, right? And it goes to your settings. You know, like some cars have them for the, you know, husband and wives, whatever. Yeah. So, you know, the wife has her seat all the way right under the steering wheel, the husband has to sit all the way back because he's got longer legs and all that kind of thing. So it's like, imagine that kind of setting.
Yeah.
However, this is Studio 3. We do our show from Studio 2, and the cards only work for that particular studio, and our card for this studio is now missing and blah blah blah. So everything where if I switch the microphone on, this will happen, because that's where Joel has his jingles and all that.
Weird.
So anyway, so sorry about all of that. It was, but that's the weirdest thing. And then guess what? As Alan tried to get in one studio, right, that one broke down as well. All three studios seem to have just collapsed at the same time.
Why don't we pretend we're doing?
Do you know what it is? Do you know what it is? Don't you?
What?
Wogan.
Really?
Yeah, it's Wogan, yeah.
Is that what he's doing now?
Yeah. Just trying to sabotage the show.
He's running scared.
But luckily, I'm a pro, and I can just muddle through. It's not a problem.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hang on a sec. Now Alan's going to try and talk to me. Are you serious? Like, I'm going to try and find your microphone.
First one.
Yeah, I've got it. First or second?
Hello there.
The second, actually.
Hey.
Hey, Al.
How are you doing?
Me? I'm good. It's not the greatest start to our show, but I've got to be honest with you. I smell a Sony award.
For the fans at home who are internet geeks, we're going to have the show over three studios. So Dave is going to play the next track in one studio.
Which one?
In Wythe. Why two? So you'll do your links from here, until we get the desk set up.
Okay. Now, can Dave talk to us?
Ooh. Oh, no, no. Don't try, Dave.
Okay.
No.
Has he got us faded up?
Yes, he has.
Okay, right, fine, I see. Okay.
I find it amazing. We broadcast live from Portugal for a month.
But Dave, hang on, so Dave's in the broken studio.
Yes, but...
Because it can play music, songs, but yes. He can't talk to us because the microphones don't work.
Correct.
This is ridiculous. So hang on, what studio... So Dave's in Studio 2.
Yes.
You and I are studying Studio 3.
Yes.
Dominic and Carrie are in Newsbeat.
Yes.
Hello.
What is in Studio 4?
A technician trying to fix it.
Because that doesn't work
that
either.
That also doesn't work.
Brilliant. This is great.
It's exciting, actually.
It's not the word I'm going to use.
No.
Well, and have you noticed how happy I sound? And you know, as if that's not a problem.
But I know it will be.
You know, as soon as the microphone gets switched off, that someone's head's going to roll.
I'd keep that open, actually. That really? Mic. Yeah.
Well, anyway, sorry about that. What time is James Nesbitt here? And by the way, don't forget, Hugh McGregor's going to be trying to ring us from the desert in
a
few minutes.
He already is.
Oh, no!
He's trying to get through to us in the studio that's broken.
All right, well, look, we'll play a record and then or two and then try and get all sorted. So apologies about this mess. But you know what? Hey, I wouldn't switch off. I wouldn't know what's going to happen next. Right, play a record and then see what happens. Go! Oh, I like this one. It's one of my favourites. Hope you like it too. Oh, crush the vocal. Rubbish. Even that's broken.
So your eyes can't see.
That's the editors of Radio 1 and smokers outside the hospital. Tell you what, I can do with a cigarette right now. Tell you that for nothing. Right, now, how does that sound? Does that sound any... We should be sounding a little bit better already.
I think we're there.
Oh, hang on.
I think we're there.
There you go. and now Dave can talk to us and...
Hello. How is that? This new HD radio is rubbish, isn't it?
That's why the monitoring was sounding rubbish, because we're going through the broken studio. Yes. That's why. The monitoring's not broken, it was the actual sound.
Yes.
So do we sound okay now?
Yes. Yeah, we should do.
Right.
Yeah.
That was fun, wasn't it? You do the talking, I do the music, and Dominic and Carrie do the news, all in three different studios.
Where is Dominic now? I've got to try and find him on the security cameras. Oh, there you go, yeah. He's having a drink. he's having a vodka. What a mess.
Oh, we're back on again now. Anyway, apologies for the rubbish last 20 minutes.
As we were literally sprinting from one studio to the other, I ran past Joel, who went, "Happened to us last week during the chart show."
In the meantime, the funniest thing is, bearing in mind, you're in here, right? Yeah. You can't hear me, I can't see you, I'm playing music, you're talking Dominic somewhere else. At the same time, when I'm in the studio that can play records, but you can't speak in, the phone starts going, and Cara, who works on the show, is there. She picks up the phone halfway through. Someone going, "Hi, it's Charlie here." She's going, "Is that Charlie? Are you in the BBC control room?" No, he's in the desert somewhere, because it's Charlie Borman ringing from deepest Africa trying to get hold of us.
Well, we're going to see if we can do that at 8:15.
Man alive. Woohoo!
How's that going to work when I can't even talk to you from Studio 2?
Oh, the desert's fine.
Thanks, by the way, to all my friends who just text my mobile going, just to let you know you've got off the air. Mm. Thanks for that. That's very much appreciated. Andy Peters, by the way, says that your press-ups are not proper press-ups.
They are.
Says they're not. We'll get him on later when we get the show back to normal.
All right.
He says they're not.
Well, he's wrong, because they are.
He knows, because he's quite buff, Andy
Peters. I know he is, but there's been many people saying that I'm doing sort of like commando-style press-ups. They're good for the triceps, apparently.
Oh, really? Oh, well, there you go. So, sorry about that. Apologies. And still, we're not going to be able to get back into the show, probably because we might be then going run back to our old studio, and half the team are in one room and half the team in another room. And
why don't we just stay here, because it works in here now? That not be easy?
We've got aircon.
Well, if we've got aircon, Alan, then we've got no problems then, have we? Radio 1. Wow, the lovely soothing sounds of Lily Allen, and she's putting on a big old smile right here on 1FM at 7:57. The time is sponsored by Screw Up Studios. If you want to screw it up, then you get one of our studios, and everything will... Only joking.
Apparently, the Sony Radio Awards Committee have been on the phone.
Yeah, saying what?
They're saying that they'd like to nominate us for Best Morning Broadcast Under Difficult Conditions.
Technical genius.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, this is awful.
Mm.
It's like driving to work in somebody in your neighbour's crappy car, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, there you go. So we've had to postpone Ewan McGregor and Charlie Borman a little bit. We'll try and get them on later. James Nesbitt is hopefully still on the way in. And then the show should be back on track.
Mm. In the meantime, we'll just kind of fill.
We have our... you know, it was White Stripes Wednesday yesterday.
So I believe, yes. And you know what it is today? Follow suit, you see, whatever we decide to do in the morning.
I think it's a great idea, don't you, Dominic?
Yes, I think it's brilliant.
I'm only joking, I'm here. Hello.
Hello, Dom.
We sound... I think we're a bit better now upstairs.
Yeah, you are.
Hello.
Hello, hello there. Everything all right,
Yeah, good, all fine now.
It's the cleaner up there, not down here, by the way.
Can you hear it?
Yeah,
because if I switch my microphone off...
All right, let's switch mine off.
You see?
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
You see? That's what it is.
It's a small man hoovering
behind
me.
Yeah, with that little Henry Hoover that he pulls around behind.
By the way, small man hoovering is our brand new feature which we're going to be introducing... in the next half hour of the show. I can't wait for that.
Digital. FM online. This is Radio 1.
Right, let's get some more news and sport with Dom and Carrie. It's 8 o'clock.
It's now 5 minutes past eight.
And a very good morning to you.
I'm only joking, of course.
Don't do that.
Hey, we're going to try something. You ready?
Yep.
Do you want to try this? Okay. Hello, Dave.
Hello, Chris.
Yes!
Yeah, how do I sound?
Does he sound great? Do you know what's good about that, Dominic?
No.
Dave is back in our old studio.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So once again, to paint the picture, Dominic, you're upstairs.
Oh, no.
He's gone again.
I'm only joking, Dave.
Hello. Dominic is upstairs.
Yes.
Chris, you're in the temporary studio.
Hello.
And I'm now back where we should be, and hopefully it's all working again.
More importantly, how long does it take that cleaner to vacuum the Newsbeat studio?
Can you still hear him?
Yeah.
I don't know what that is then, because I've turned off a machine that was making a racket, and then there's obviously another one now.
Yeah, I did that. I did the same thing with Alad.
What is that? I don't know what that
is. Switched him off because he was making a racket.
There's lots of computers that are whirring and stuff, and I think it's something to do with that.
Okay. Now, here's the thing. Do you think Dave would be able to load in?
No.
No, he won't. Well,
I'll go in there and help him.
Because I don't know how to do that.
You do. You can load in the next track. You can do that easy.
Hang about.
No, here we go.
I could play this for you. How about this one?
Yeah. No, we played that.
Right.
Get rid of that. What you want to do is you want to clear A and then load in Reverend of the Makers, open it and press play.
How difficult can it be?
Exactly. Then we're off and running. We're ready to roll.
Do you want to play a jingle or something or just go straight into the track?
But you're being a little bit adventurous. I mean, if we can get the track... Do you want me to play a jingle?
Well, no. Do you know what? I'll just play
the
track.
No, I'll go with the jingle. What jingle would you like?
I don't know. You play a jingle from that studio and then I will hit Reverend and the Makers straight off the back of it. And it will all sound seamless.
Just to give you a tip, Reverend and the Makers starts like this. Okay.
Yeah,
so what you can do is fire it on international. So it goes...
International Radio 1. And then you've got the music underneath you, so it's clever. Now, little tip for our wannabe DJs.
Now, that sounds great, except for the fact that currently, and we sound like we're filling now because we are,
right,
is that Reverend and the Makers hasn't loaded up onto my computer screen yet.
Right, okay.
So I'm currently not in a position to play what I believe to be...
Well, I'll play it. It's not a problem.
Oh, you play it then.
Chill, Winston.
I'd like to play it.
Do you know
Yeah?
I've got a CD upstairs here at Newsbeat as well.
Are you joking?
No, I could play you Scissor Sisters if you want.
What? I'm all right. I'm all right with Reverend of the Makers.
Oh, okay. It's just there if you need it.
Allard.
Yes?
What is Cara doing stood there with the headphones on, looking like Jackie Brambles? What is she adding to this problem?
Glamour.
What, seriously, what's she doing? She was stood behind the engineer, right, when he's trying to fix the desk. She's so close to him, I thought she was slow dancing or lap dancing him.
Adding glamour. It's an essential part of the show.
Don't joke with me this morning. What's going on? Fix problems. Don't just stand there and glamour. Just fix them.
It's fixed.
And by the way, you won't believe, Dominic, get this. Because we're having major nightmares in the studio.
Yeah.
Right? Rachel and our and Piers are ringing up going, everything all right? Can we do anything? Get off the phone! it's like we're on a sinking ship here. We need to get everything off. We need to escape. We need to survive. It's like, hello? Yeah, just thought I'd ring up, even though I'm at home, 12 miles away, and say, is there anything I can do? Get off the phone!
That said, morning, everyone. 7 minutes past eight.
You're going to need to play the next song.
I am going to. I've even got a jingle lined up.
Ah.
By the way, Alan, I don't know if you've read the memo. It's Happy Monday, Thursday today. <laughs> 8:16. Good morning. It's Thursday, 14th of June. This place is like a madhouse this morning. And I hate that phrase, madhouse. I can't tell you how many problems we've been having. And now the aircon guys have turned up. Poor Jimmy Nesbitt turns up in the middle of it all. We're waiting for you, McGregor, to call us from the middle of a desert.
We don't know which engineers are for the studio and which ones are for the air conditioning.
Yeah.
So they're all kind of doing different things. Meanwhile, we're in a different studio, which we're not used to, kind of muddling through.
There's 8 engineers here.
Wow.
8.
Well, it's nice to see we're so important. 7 of them, by the way, here for the aircon.
Yes, and a cleaner in the middle as well.
Someone just shouted, because everyone's running around shouting to each other. Someone just shouted, Akon's here! And I thought they said Akon, and I thought the rapper, I thought he'd said, I thought, what's he doing here?
Convict.
And the cleaner is upset because he left this studio to last, to Hoover. So was wondering if he could come in and Hoover.
So we paid the cleaner off as well.
And I said, do you mind? Actually, not.
Brilliant.
Not right now.
Well, anyway, all sorted now. Good. We're literally just sitting here now waiting for a phone call from Ewan McGregor, who is in the desert. And then him and Charlie Borman, we'll have a chat with them, hopefully. And then James Nesbitt will be on after the news at 8:30. And then at 10 o'clock, I'm having a drink.
I'll come with you.
So shall we just leave Jimmy Nesbitt in the cafe for now?
Yeah.
And then we'll just go and grab him.
Let's not tell everybody where he is, but yeah, let's just leave him in our extended green room.
They don't know which cafe I was talking
about. Morning, Jimmy! If you're listening, we'll see you in a minute. It's all a bit, you know, mental today. But we're all set up. We've got all the motorcycle clips for Ewan and Charlie, so for when they phone up. That's a bike, by the way, because they're on motorbikes, you see. Road to Nowhere, Africa. Kind of motorbike music.
Yeah. Easy rider action.
That song.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know what it's about. I never know what the Manic Street Preachers songs are about. Mm. They're kind of catchy, but I don't really know what they're about. Like, my favourite Radiohead song is I think it's called Just. And, but I don't know what it's about.
Then I find that with Stereophonics. The latest song.
Well, yeah, well, the latest one. You can't even hear what he's singing, let alone then work out what it's about.
Which is weird, because...
Although I do think it's just about a bank holiday Monday, Alan. I've got to be honest with you. Yeah.
See, because both Stereophonics and Manic Street Preachers are your lot, you know? Well, and you should be able to understand what they're saying.
Yeah.
Well, true.
Anyway, let's get back on track. 8:19. James...